Part 5. New publicly traded securities. Psych Maricone Castillon reports about four companies that issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed in their Chapter 11 cases in January 2012. These are Trailer Bridge, Lee Enterprises, Buffet Restaurants, and Enter One. Part A. Trailer Bridge. Trailer Bridge filed for Chapter 11 protection mid-January. Trailer Bridge said its majority bondholders have agreed on a restructuring plan that could allow the U.S. Puerto Rico carrier to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of March. The company said C-Corp Holdings and Whippoorwill Associates, which represent more than 90% of Trailer Bridge's 9.25% senior secured notes, agreed to finance a plan that will issue new debt and give existing bondholders 91% of company stock. Under the plan submitted to U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Jacksonville, Florida, bondholders would receive a pro rata share of a newly issued $65 million debt instrument in addition to shares in the restructured company. C-Corp would become Trailer Bridge's largest shareholder. C-Corp owns and operates marine and industrial assets primarily serving the oil and gas, industrial aviation, and marine transportation industries. C-Corp, quote, intends to use its extensive maritime transportation experience to assist the company in implementing its strategy to return it to sustainable and profitable operations, Trailer Bridge said in an announcement. If the reorganization plan wins bankruptcy court approval, secured creditors and contract parties will receive full payment on their pre-filing claims, and unsecured creditors will receive their pro rata distribution from the newly issued exit financing. Current stockholders could receive a share of 9% of the reorganized company's stock, or a cash payment of 15 cents a share. Part B. Lee Enterprises. Lee Enterprises, Inc., the owner of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and 47 other daily newspapers, won court approval of a prepackaged reorganization plan 42 days after it filed for Chapter 11 protection in U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware. Affected creditors had voted in advance. The plan is intended to pay all creditors in full. In total, the plan deals with $1 billion of debt that otherwise would have matured in April. The plan modifies and extends maturity of the remaining $127.6 million in 9.05% first lien notes due April 2012, known as the Pulitzer Notes. The plan raises the interest rate initially to 10.55%, increasing annually thereafter. When the bankruptcy was filed, $548.2 million was owing on the term loan and $307.6 million on the revolving credit. The plan gives the lenders 15% of the stock plus a $689.5 million term loan, a $40 million revolving credit not expected to be drawn initially, and a $175 million term loan. Unsecured creditors will be paid in full, and shareholders will retain their stock. There is $10.6 million in trade debt, a court filing showed. Based in Davenport, Iowa, Lee acquired Pulitzer Inc. in 2005 to gain control of the Post-Dispatch. In addition to the 48 daily newspapers, Lee has 300 weekly publications and interests in four other dailies. Operations are in 23 states. Part C. Buffet Restaurants. Buffet Restaurants Holdings and 15 affiliated debtors filed for Chapter 11 protection with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the District of Delaware. The company reached a restructuring agreement with senior lenders, holding 83% of its senior debt. The deal will recapitalize the company while eliminating virtually all of its roughly $245 million of outstanding debt. The recapitalization will provide the company with resources to invest in its proven reconcepting program, as well as other restaurant and profitability improvement initiatives. Along with its Chapter 11 petition, the company filed a joint prepackaged plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement, which have been pre-negotiated with and enjoys the full support of the majority of the senior lenders. As part of the restructuring plan, the company expects to promptly close 81 underperforming restaurants, representing roughly 16% of its nearly 500 restaurants nationally. The company has negotiated a $50 million debtor-in-possession loan from its existing lender base, which, in addition to cash on hand and ongoing cash flow from operations, is expected to provide ample liquidity to meet normal operating costs during the restructuring process. The company emerged from a previous bankruptcy in April 2009. Section D. Enter One. Enter One filed for Chapter 11 protection with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the Southern District of New York. The company, which is a holding company for entities engaged in the research, development, and production of rechargeable batteries and battery packs, is represented by Michael J. Venditto, Esquire, of Reed Smith. Concurrent with its petition, the company filed with the court a joint prepackaged plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement. The company explains that its plan has been unanimously accepted by all impaired creditors. The keystone of the plan is the infusion of up to $81 million of new capital, which will reorganize the existing capital structure and support the continued operation of EnerOne's subsidiaries. Aside from the restructured long-term debt held by the parties that have voted to accept the plan, the claims of general unsecured creditors are unimpaired and will be paid by EnerOne in full pursuant to the plan. All of EnerOne's existing common stock will be canceled, and new equity will be issued to the provider of the post-petition and exit funding and to the long-term debt holders. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for January 2012. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune in to our next monthly restructuring review on March 16th. Thank you for listening.